Well, while Peter Dutton's being touted as a possible Prime Minister, he's got a very marginal seat of Dixon on the northwestern outskirts of Brisbane. And voters in that electorate aren't sure if the country needs a new Prime Minister. George Roberts reports.
It's a quiet night in the gaming room of the 4 Mile Creek Hotel, just down the road from Peter Dutton's electorate office. Gay has been playing a machine, but didn't stick at it long. When it comes to Prime Ministers, though, she thinks they should.
We don't need another change of Prime Minister. We've had too many of them. That's my opinion, but it's going to happen. So not much we can do about it.
Adrian's holding a fist of $50 notes, which all seem to be going into the machine.
Have you been going tonight?
No, good.
Thank you.
He would like to see Malcolm Turnbull replaced.
I do.
Why is that?
Refresh. Something different.
So what's wrong with Malcolm Turnbull?
His style, set in his ways. Yep, no need to change.
Next door to Mr. Dutton's electorate, waves lap the foreshore at Redcliffe in the federal seat of Petrie. It's held by Coalition MP Luke Howarth by about 3%. Voters here seem bemused by the regular leadership spills.
Obviously, that change of leadership and all those things I'm not keen on, the stability of all that.
It's really silly, isn't it? Why can't they just stick to the same person? You know, like, they put him in, they elected him in. Why can't he just stay there?
Dr. Paul Williams is a political commentator from Griffith University. He says a leadership challenge has been coming for a long time.
And it seems that the National Energy Guarantee has brought it to a head, but it's also come on a weekend when there's been a disastrous Fairfax Ipsos poll, which has shown that the coalition is 10 points behind Labor and would lose more than 20 seats. So it's really, these issues have really come to a head. You know, a leadership spill may not come today, but it certainly, I think, is not too far off in the future because Mr. Turnbull's problems aren't going away anytime soon just because he's tweaked the NEG twice.
Because he tweaked it the second time and took out the emissions reduction target, couldn't that be enough of a win for the right wing of the party to say, all right, we got what we needed?
Look, it could be. It could be enough to placate the Conservative forces, but really the Dutton challenge against Mr. Turnbull, at least the Dutton camp or the Conservative camp's chagrin with the Turnbull leadership runs much more deeply than the energy. And as a matter of fact, the energy is really the symptom, not the cause. This is deeply ideological and it's deeply personal. And it's also a fear of the electoral route that the Liberal Party is heading for. If nothing changes in the Liberal Party will lose more than 20 seats the next election.
Dr. Paul Williams from Griffith University, ending that report from George Roberts.